Yes. Good morning, good morning, good morning. David Lightman, Washington, D.C. It wouldn't be Monday without David. Good morning, good morning, sir.
Good morning,
hi,
David.
How are you?
Great, good. Yep. Happy New Year,
by
the way.
Happy New Year, yeah.
Yeah, you bet. So not much going on, huh, David?
Well, that'll change in a few hours, but no.
Boy, I'll tell you, this book business is kind of backfiring, I'll tell you. I did a survey this morning, and people forget about it.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
That doesn't surprise me.
No, I don't know what the public reaction. It's very hard to gauge here because, you know, this guy, oh boy, I don't know what to say here. The president, by reacting to it the way he did, sort of kept this thing alive for 4 days. You know, if he had just kind of ignored it, you wonder if it had gone away. But what happens is that Trump critics, it reinforces everything they think is going on there. I don't know who's right or who's wrong. This guy says he sat on the couch, he had sources, et cetera, et cetera. So I'll take him at his word.
Well, I'll tell you this, though. He's selling a lot of books.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, what, they moved up the publication date or something by a couple of days?
I mean, there's a bookstore in Connecticut that sold out within an hour. David.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, here in Washington, they were, what, lining up at midnight or something for the release of a book? Yeah.
I'm just glad people are reading books.
Yeah, I know. I'm not reading them online. Yeah.
You know, one of the things, and I just mentioned this to Dan a little while ago, but the late night shows, okay,
mm-hmm.
Their ratings have gone through the roof.
Of course.
They got all kinds of sponsors, and All you have to do is watch them, and some of them have cartoon pictures of Trump right next to them. And that's what they're taught. So, you know, he's making money for these stations that carry these shows.
Yeah, these guys made fun of Obama, too, and Clinton and all
that.
Yeah,
they did.
Yeah,
Not like this.
Yeah, again, Trump's kept this thing alive. And, you know, look, they're ripping him to shreds. He deserves to defend himself.
Now, David and David Lyman's in our Touchpoints Rehab interview chair. What's hot? Congress back in session. What can we expect?
Well, today's the 8th, so they got 11 days, January 19th, to figure out, once again, how to fund the government or it shuts down. We just rerun the shows we did last month.
Right.
What gives this thing added spice is that you've got this immigration issue. You've got these 800,000 people brought to this country illegally by their parents. And the question is, what do you do here? And there's widespread sentiment. You figure out a way to give them a path to citizenship. You don't just deport them. But how do you do that? What are the specifics? And right now, Republicans and Democrats are talking. They want to figure something out as part of that spending bill. I'm not sure they're going to make that deadline, but that's issue number one. Their issue on the limits of government surveillance, that's coming up as well. Then you've got other issues there. Defense. How much do you give the military? All this in the next week and a half, 2 weeks, has to be decided.
Now, we hear a lot about how the administration, or Trump in this case, met with Republicans at Camp David, and then we got the great comment by Trump, he was a genius afterwards. I mean, what are we to make of all of that?
You know, let's look at the glass half full side. He's meeting with congressional Republicans. They're hopefully talking about a common agenda. One of the problems last year was that very often all the Republicans weren't on board. Listen, they control Congress. Now, the problem, of course, is you need 60 votes to get anything done in the Senate. They're going to have only 51. But if the 51 Republicans hold together, can you pick off 9 Democrats? Yeah, you probably can on certain issues. Go back to this budget issue. Democrats don't want the government to shut down. Democrats want some kind of solution to this immigration thing. Democrats, a lot of them, are willing to go along with a border wall. So I think the fact that the president met with these Republicans, that they're all on board, at least as of Monday morning, 8 a.m., that's significant. And I think we should consider that's an important development.
You know something, David, quickly here. I think in the end that border wall is going to go through.
I think it's going to go through, but here's the thing to watch. Through as what? You know, what is a border wall? Is it simply electric fencing? Is it, a concrete barrier? Or what is it? And that's the thing journalistically we're trying to watch here. Is this going to be one of these things where they offer the money. They say they're going to build it, and but it's not, again, a concrete barrier like Trump has talked about. So keep an eye on that.
You know, David, though, you said you think he can get at least 9 Democrats to go along with that border wall?
Again, depending on what the border wall is.
Mm.
No, if it's some kind of enormous concrete barrier, no.
Right.
If it's what they're talking about, some combination of technology, concrete, electric wires, I don't know, then, yeah, probably. I suspect so.
Do you think they could settle this DACA issue?
Yeah, I don't think, I'm not sure they're going to be able to settle it in the next 2 weeks. They might, but they have till March 5th. And look, one thing we've learned is that politicians generally don't act on tough issues until they absolutely have to. So they've got a little bit of time.
Very interesting to watch all of this, I'll tell you.
Oh, my God.
It's a continual stage show.
Well, David, can you compare it to anything that you have covered in all your years in Washington?
Not from the White House, no. No, this is a, you'll need me to say it, but I will. It's a very different kind of president, very different style. You know, goes his own way. And, you know, he meets with Congress and everybody's happy, but look, when we talk again, who knows, right? Who knows who he might undercut, or he might cut a deal with Chuck Schumer, as he almost did in September on DACA. So, very unpredictable.
Okay.
Well, David, always great to have you with us. Great to start the new year with you. And yep. How many years has it been now?
Oh, my God, for us?
Yeah.
15, maybe? At least.
There you go. Yeah. You hit it right out of the ballpark. 15 years.
Well,
that's right.
We appreciate it, David.